Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's Raphael Kushner. I'm delighted to have you with us for this informational call about The Hidden Power of Emotions, 6 Weeks to Freedom and Fulfillment, the program that is going to begin as an online learning experience next Monday, October 14th. Well, I'm delighted that you're all here. And I want to make sure that we have time to answer all of your questions. And I also want to share a little bit about the program in some degree of detail that you might not have been able to see from the website and the emails that I've been sending you. And actually, my first order of business is to see if a guest of ours for this call, who is staying up late to be a participant in Norway, is in fact with us. I can't tell from the phone numbers listed. So Laura, if you're here, can you please hit 5-star on your keypad, because that will tell me which person I'm looking at in the console is you, and then I can keep to my agreement to not have you stay up too late tonight as you help us out by taking part in this conference. And so far I'm not seeing that 5-star, so Laura may be with us in a moment and I will check with her again about that. Laura, again, we're looking for 5-star, and that's actually the number for anybody who has a question to ask. So later on, when we open it up for questions, that's the number to use. And with that, while we're waiting for Laura, I'm going to get started, and I'm going to answer what is probably the most often asked question. We'll start right there for those of you who don't have a lot of time, either now or listening to the recording later. A number of people, including Sue and Chloe, both wrote in and they asked me, what will I miss by not doing the phone calls live because it's in the middle of the night with my time zone? And the first thing I want to tell everybody is that you're welcome to do the program and you can get a lot out of it without being on the live calls. The call recording becomes available the next day. You can listen to it on your own, or if there's someone in your life who you would like to listen to it with who could be your partner to do the exercises that you hear me describe and that the people will be doing together on the call, you're very welcome to do that as well. And then I want to say that there is a difference, of course, because that live connection with me and the group and the ability to get your questions asked and to share your feedback in the moment is always really important. So I don't want to minimize that or try to create the illusion that if you're not on the calls live, it's exactly the same, because in fact it isn't. Along those lines, there are many people in Europe, Australia, even someone I spoke to yesterday from Kuwait, who would like to have a live call that will work for their time zone. I can't promise about that, but I do want to tell you that in the next day, I'm going to be sending out an email to participants asking to see if there are enough people who are in different time zones that a second call might really help. And I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do this again, but if we can, we will. And that's something I would be excited to do, because I'd love to have as many people involved as possible. So basically, I will know in about 48 hours or so if we're going to have a second call. And if you haven't joined the program, so you wouldn't be receiving that email, I will send out a broadcast to everybody to let you know if, in fact, the second call is going to be added. So let's see. That, as I mentioned, is the number one question that I keep getting, so I'm glad I could address it right away. I think I found Laura in Norway. So I'm going to click her button to see if she's in fact there. Laura, is this you?
Yes, I was trying to get it to work, but I couldn't. I've been here. But yes, I'm here. I'm here,
great,
and I'm awake.
Great. Good. Well, listen, thank you so much for doing this, especially because it is so late at night and it's past your bedtime. I haven't mentioned it yet, but the reason Laura is on the call is because she was in the program last year. When it had a different name, it was called the Vulnerability Project. And I thought that you would be a really good person, Laura, first of all, to just share a little bit about your experience. So could you tell the listeners basically why you joined the program and what are maybe a few highlights that you got out of it?
Well, thanks, Raphael. I'm just really happy to do this. It, sort of brings me back to that time. I joined it because I had listened to your series on teaching what we need to learn. And I felt like I, every interview I listened to that you did with somebody, I learned something new, and I always look forward to them. And it just sounded like a really intriguing approach that you were going to include all of us in an ongoing live participation type of course. Because of course, I had done many online courses through Sounds True, for example, where you listen to these great teachers, but and maybe there's a maybe there's a blog that you can you can participate in, but it always feels like, or for me, my experience had often been that it felt like my comments were just sort of going out into outer space, into some black hole, and there wasn't. So I was really interested and curious in the interactive part, the part about that you, the way that you said you were going to set this program up so that we would be in small groups and we would be getting feedback from the other people who are participating. And that was, I have to say, if there was anyone to say, mention a highlight, if there was any one aspect of the program that was different from anything I had done before and which was so valuable and is still valuable because I still am working with the material we work with then, is that you really, you set it up in a way that really gave us a chance to develop ourselves and to work on our own development. So it
Yeah,
wasn't,
so that's,
yeah.
Laura, let me jump in because that's really important, I think, to share with potential members of the program. And I thank you for bringing that up. So here is my follow-up, and it connects to an email that I got from someone named Sherry, who was saying, I know that you're putting us into small groups of 10 to 15 people and that the bulk of our communication is with our small group members, but I'm not such a writer or blogger or commenter, and does that mean that this program isn't for me? And so it's a good question, and so I'm wondering what you would say about that. Do you think it's possible to write, as much as one is comfortable and to reflect as much as one is comfortable and to feel an actual connection and intimacy with the people in the group, even though it's mostly through that written format?
Well, I guess just, from my experience, I love to write, so I can't speak to how it would be to not sort of have that excitement. But I think so. There were certainly members of our small group who were not writers, and did seem to be uncomfortable in that mode. But you kept it really very flexible and open so that we were able to write, like for example, in the blogs, you could just write one short paragraph. And just highlights of what, of insights and ideas. And some people did that. And then I remember asking you the question of how, how much are we supposed to respond to the other people's blogs? And it could be just a line. It's really what we're comfortable with. And I guess I found, and it seemed like the other people also who were part of the group found that from what I could understand is that there wasn't a sort of performance anxiety around it. Everybody is so supportive that it's more like you're talking, like it is when you write an email. I don't think many of us think every time they sit down to write an email that you're writing great prose. You're just communicating. And that was
Yeah,
really what the
good.
interest was.
Good, thank you. And one other thing that I want to mention is that at the end of each weekly call, we open up the lines and put everybody together who is on the call from that particular small group. And this is a really fun and helpful thing for some people because if you are writing and reflecting on other people's experiences and what they've shared, it's really nice to put a voice to the words. And not everybody can always make the call each week, but even if there's just three or four or five people from your group, it's nice to just say, "Oh yeah, oh it's great to meet you, and I liked what you wrote yesterday, in response to my blog." So that's something that we've added in to create a little bit more intimacy. And one other thing I want to add, Laura, just to follow up on what you were saying, is that some people might think that if we're asking you to write and reflect that it's a heady exercise. It's more conceptual than it is experiential. But most of the things that you're asked to write about are more reports about things that you experiment with and explore that are in the program, that are part of what I'm asking you to do out there in the world and then come back and share with us. So the writing is much more about your experience than it is about ideas. So also, Laura, I just want to say I did promise that I would let you go to bed soon, and I'm going to do that. So I just want to ask you one question before you go, and that is there anything that we haven't touched on that you would want potential members of the program to know just, you know, by benefit of your own experience of having been through the whole 6 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would say maybe this relates to the other potential participants' question. You know, the ideas we were working with were really fairly simple. I mean, they weren't easy, but they were fairly simple and familiar. But it was, I think the way that the program was designed gave me at least a sort of new way of engaging with this in this framework that I feel like I can keep building on. I mean, I'm gonna be working on it for the rest of my life, I think. You know, because it's like, oh yeah, I knew this stuff all along, but I never sort of thought of it in this particular way. So I really appreciated the accessible way that you presented things, and they seemed immediately relevant. So it was like challenging at the same time that it never felt like a struggle to do it.
Okay, that's a wonderful reflection. I'm certainly honored to hear that, and I appreciate that very much. And I think it goes along with my mission. I think anything that is really going to stay with us as a practice for the rest of our lives, or even just a principle on the way we live our lives, is going to be simple. As you mentioned, not easy, definitely, but simple. And I think actually there's a certain kind of simplicity that is deep, and that's what we aim for, to go as deep as each person is feels welcome to go in his or her own life. So there's a real big difference, then, we could say, between simple and simplistic. And what we're aiming for are simple practices so they don't clutter up your head or your life, but they can take you as deep as you're willing and ready to go. So, yeah, thanks so much for that, Laura. And, Laura, again, sweet dreams, as they say in Spanish, que sueñes con los angelitos. I really appreciate you being on the call, and take good care.
Okay, well, thanks, Rafael, and you're very welcome. And
right.
Have a good
time.
Hope people have a good time in the project. It's fun to do that. That's another thing I guess I could add. You know,
I was going to say we'll take that. Fun is good.
Yeah, fun is good.
And the reason I say fun is good is because we do sometimes get addicted to the idea that powerful personal growth and healing always needs to be hard work or needs to be a grind. And we certainly make room for humor and lightheartedness and good, you know, uplifting connection whenever we get a chance. So thanks for adding that in. All right, off to bed you go. Thanks again, Laura.
Okay, good night, everybody, or good afternoon,
right.
Everybody.
Good,
bye-bye.
Good. Bye-bye. Okay, so thanks again, Laura. I really appreciate that. And now what I'm going to do is walk you through the very particular steps of how things work throughout the course of each week, and then we'll pause and we'll take some questions if there are ones, and we'll meet someone else from the project last year in just a few minutes. So I mentioned in all of the materials that the program begins next Monday, October 14th, and here's what happens on that day. Let me start a little bit backwards, actually. Prior to that time, you will get information on how to get set up for our group site online and also how to get set up for our conference call. So you'll have some time to noodle around with that, and we will support you with that as much as we can. As a matter of fact, one of the questions that came in said, I'm bad at technology. Will I be overwhelmed? And that is certainly a good question for many of us because we don't want to add stress by doing a program. We want to decrease it. And so as far as technology goes, it takes maybe just a few days for some people to get comfortable with the very limited ways that you need to interact with your phone and your computer, but we will be there with you. So if you have any challenges along those lines, all you have to do is email us, and even if necessary, we'll get on the phone with you to make sure that you feel like you are really attended to in that process, and we won't leave you alone until you're comfortable. That's my promise to you. But now back to the week. So on Monday morning of next week, I will post up to our site the first of my half-hour videos. And each video covers the course material for that week. You don't have to watch the video right then, but it's available to you starting Monday morning. Also on Monday morning, I upload a post from me, which is a follow-up to the video. And in that post, it also lays out for you the reflections and practices that I would like you to work on during the week, and also ask key questions for you to consider. Then you have the time during the week to do those practices, to write what you would like to share about how that went with your small group, and also to reflect on some of the other people in your group as they describe their own experiences. We have guidelines for communication that keep all of that very safe and positive, so you don't have to worry about any of that unfortunate online stuff where people are at their worst. In fact, we're all at our best in supporting each other during the call. Now, on Wednesday evening, Pacific time, is when we have our conference call. It's 90 minutes long, and then as I mentioned previously, you can talk as long as you'd like on the conference line with your small group members, the ones that are there on the call. The next morning, after the conference call, as soon as we have it available, we post the recording of the conference call for those of you who can't listen live. And then, also on Thursday morning, we post what I call a stretching activity. This is something optional for you to do, to take the material a little deeper and further if you've got the time and the inclination. You can write about it, or you don't need to write about it. It's there for people who want to really make the most out of the program and as I say, stretch a little bit. So then, throughout the rest of the week, people are catching up if they've been busy. They're watching the video all the way through if they haven't gotten a chance to. They're doing their practices. And then once again, the following Monday, we start again in that same order. So that's what takes us through each week of the six-week program. Now let me pause. I've been talking a lot. Let me catch my breath. You'll constantly hear me asking you to breathe into where you are, and we all teach what we need to learn, so it's a good thing for me to slow down and do that breathing as well. I also want to let you know that when you have a question, you may hit 5-star on your keypad, and I will know, and as soon as possible, I will get to your question. So if you have been holding on to a question so far and you haven't heard me announce that, go ahead and hit 5-star, and I'll see you as soon as possible and get to you. Also, Frederick, I want to make sure that you're on the line. Can you raise your hand 5-star so I make sure that I know you and I can come to you as soon as possible? All right, so I'm going to let couple moments go by for the console to do its job, and I'm going to go to another question, and it shares something that I think is a kind of an anxiety that some of us do have about doing this work online in a different way than just the technology, and it also is about something that is very important to me personally. So Susan wrote in and said, I felt a tension between the work I did with you in person and the marketing for the program. I know that you have to make a living, but I still wonder if it's really possible to do deep work in an online format. And I love this question, first of all, because I think you can tell from the emails that I've sent that I'm uneasy with some of the online marketing practices, even though I've done some of them to try to spread the work far and wide. And what you may not know about this year's version of the program is that I reached out to many people online who weren't already part of my own community or my own email list. So it was a little bit harder to get their attention, and so the marketing had to be just a little bit more traditional rather than my usual more laid-back and spiritual approach. And for those of you who cringe a little at that kind of thing, I definitely apologize for that. But coming back to the part of the question that has to do with what kind of work you can really do in an online format, what I want to share with you is that most of the work that you'll be doing in the program that will make a lasting benefit for you is actually not online, but offline, so to speak, in your own life. So what we do online gives you a real clear and safe context to practice and to apply in your life what we're working with. And then you get really supported and actually, I can say, excited by having people who are there to cheer you on in that process. And that's really much more what the online groups are about. And a way to talk about that a little bit differently is to say that if you were to do this program for the 6 weeks and kind of give it what you've got, roughly the 4 hours a week that I share with you that are necessary to make it through and be a full participant, if you were to experience just, let's say, a 10% decrease in your reactivity, maybe the length and intensity of what happens when you get triggered in the most difficult or challenging aspects of your life, that would be incredible. That would be a great gain. And that's the kind of thing and much more that people actually get when they follow the program and focus on their actual life and kind of let the online piece just be supportive, as I was describing earlier. So I'm glad I got a chance to answer that question as well. I want to check and see again if Frederick is on the line, because he might have been here and then got bumped off. Frederick, if you're on the line, hit 5-star so I can find you and come to you and get a chance for you to share a little bit about your own experience with the program. Okay, I found him. There he is. So I'm coming to Frederick. Hello, Frederick.
Hi, Raphael.
So, were you on the call earlier when Laura shared from Norway about her experience of last year's program?
Yes, what a beautiful share, and I would, you know, echo everything she said, and hope I can say it in my own language.
Yeah, well, you certainly have a wonderful language, and I was always so really honored at the degree of participation that you brought to the program last year. Like so many people who do the program, you are in the healing arts, the healing professions. You have a deep well that you draw from, and your own experience both as a human and as a professional. So I guess maybe I want to start by asking you about that. I know that, you know, there was one part of you that was just curious, how does this stuff work? But you also went beyond that and took it really personally. So I was wondering if you could speak a little bit about the personal side. How was the experience for you to go through the 6 weeks?
I remember when, you know, I first came upon your work a number of years ago and just absolutely loved the way that you connected and helped me connect both as a person and as a therapist of many, many years, you know, on a deeper, simpler, more passionate in a live way with my own inner feelings. And I've always loved your books and your teachings. And so at that point in my life, I'm in my early 60s, and I really knew that vulnerability and being able to get in touch with my quote-unquote hidden emotions was a wellspring of power, of richness, of inspiration, and I wanted yet another deep go at it. And when your course came along, I just thought, you know what, I'm going for it. And I participated fully, like you said. I committed myself. I hope your listeners will too. The 4 hours a week, I marked that out I did 4 hours a week, and I was able to do it in 4 hours a week, but it felt really good what I got back for those 4 hours a week, and I felt like I deepened even further after many years of work on my inner life and my spirituality and my connectedness. And I went to another level in that class, so I just was very appreciative of it.
Good, good. And since we didn't talk about this with Laura, can you say a little bit about your experience of the 90-minute conference calls that we have on Wednesday evening?
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed those. I was on every single one of them. I mean, I liked the whole way that you put the thing together. And I think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is your third, this class you're teaching now will be your third iteration of really working to find the best magic for a way to teach and connect and have people participate in an online community. And I think you've really, you know, the formula that you've come up with is pretty cutting edge, because you put a lot of yourself into this with the video and the questions that you ask and the way you set that website up so that we can participate. And then the 90-minute calls on Wednesday night were exciting, because you would teach and reiterate key principles and open up for questions and comment and then give us exercises to do in our small groups and then come back in as a moderator and get feedback. And it felt very interactional.
Good, good. So let me just follow up on something that you said for some people who may not be familiar with that part of our conference call format, and they may have missed it in the program description. So for those of you who haven't done a Maestro conference call, what's unique about it, it's only maybe 4 or 5 years old, I think, is that rather than just many, many people being in one live conference, we have the opportunity to break you out into small groups to do practices that are one-to-one and sometimes a group of three. And so there really is a good amount of time on each call that is experiential and more intimate. And also, I have the opportunity as a facilitator, just as if we were in a workshop space where I would walk from group to group to see how everyone's doing and share something or help if there was a need for that, I can go from room to room and check in, and I can say, hey, Raphael here, how's everything going? And that way it feels even more connected. Thanks, Frederick, for the opportunity to share about that. The other thing I just wanted to mention as a follow-up to what you shared, Frederick, is that there is an emphasis in online programs of making things kind of canned, meaning, you know, you sign up and then the presenter sends you a bunch of stuff and maybe you can get an email or two or maybe there's a support call. But I really felt like to do this work, we needed more connection and more holding than that. So throughout the course, anybody can send a message to me at any time, and I'll get back to you really quickly with my own response. And if we need to, we can get on Skype or the phone, whatever is most convenient, if there's a challenge that I can support you through. But also, throughout, there's an emphasis on the field that gets created by communing together as a group. And I know you found this, Frederick, and I certainly have, that there's a magic in not just recognizing that we're not meant to do it alone or that we're all interconnected, but in actually seeing how when people come together and experience true interdependence, there's a way that they can heal and grow that they just can't do, you know, on their own, and sometimes even with a counselor, whether that's me or you or somebody else. So there is something very special about the intention of the group and the holding of everybody in the group by everybody else. That makes a big difference.
And I really experienced that when I would go into the website or the blog or whatever you want to call it, and I would be reading comments from my small group on the exercises or the stretch exercises, and they're wrestling with it and grappling with it and learning and breakthroughs and wonderings about it, and it was just such a joy and an enrichment to have that group interaction there. It was wonderful.
Yeah, good. Thanks for that. And you know, one thing I want to say, because I'm recognizing that, you know, you enjoyed the program and Laura did too, and of course I love it, and so everybody's getting the best possible version of the program. So I want to be real, you know, kind of let a little bit of the other side come in and say that each year when we do this program, you know, out of the 200 some odd people who are taking part, there are some people who come to me and say after the first week, you know, I didn't have the time I thought, or I'm less comfortable or ready for this than I thought. And, you know, one of my sacred principles is that you are always at choice in the work that we do, and that you can only go forward as fast and as fully as the slowest and most tentative parts of you can go. So we never push, because we know that push always creates pushback. And when someone has said that to me, I just dialogue them with them for a little bit to see, is there a way we could support them in the program? But if it turns out that it's really best for that person not to be in the program, we bless them to bow out. You'll probably all recognize from seeing the marketing materials that there's a guarantee. So if somebody, you know, gives it their all and finds out it's not the best thing for them, they can also get their money back. So that helps not only those people get what they need, but it also helps continue to reinforce what you and I are talking about, so that we know that the people who are there are really meant to be there and can support each other in the ways that are best. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So Frederick, I'm really you know, respectful of your time as well too. I thank you for joining us amid your busy day, and I wanted to check with you and see, is there anything about the program that we haven't touched on that a potential listener might benefit from hearing from a veteran about?
Let me just say it in terms of that you walk your talk. I mean, you are somebody that has led, you know, intimate and large workshops at Esalen and holistic centers around the world for many years. And you're really good with emotions and people's emotions and creating safety and knowing how to pace things and where to go. And I just, you know, I would hope that your listeners feel and understand they're in, you know, good hands. And I had that experience when I was in the program and have continued to find value in that more intimate connection I have with the hidden power of my emotions. So I just highly recommend it, Rafael.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking your time to share with people.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. And I also really humbly acknowledge your feedback about me and my role as a facilitator, because that's certainly something that's much better said by another than by me. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Yeah, good.
Yes.
All right. So thanks again, Frederick. To you too. Everybody else, I just want to say there are a number of people on the call. I can see you there, and I know some people just like to listen, and that's completely fine. We don't even need to go the whole 45 minutes if there aren't a lot of questions. I mostly wanted to get to the things that we have touched upon already today. But let me say, if there is anybody who has something that they want to ask or feedback they want to give, anything at all, hit 5-star on your keypad now, because this is your chance to ask a question before we close the call. Okay, I see a question, and I'm just going to say hello. I'm going to say your area code so you'll know it's you who I'm hitting, who I'm unmuting. Okay, this is the person in the 702 area code. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Hello, Rafael. This is Karen speaking. Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, Rafael. I just want to say that the thoroughness of this call is just so gratifying for me, and I am so excited to be working with you. I'm the person who wrote you about being a community member of Brighton Bush Hot Springs and never have taken the course while you were there all the time, and I heard so much amazing feedback every time you taught there. So I am so excited. I wanted to say I'm just so very excited for the opportunity to work with you in this way and offer up gratitude for you making yourself available to the world in this way. I'm really grateful and totally excited to participate. And I just want to take a moment to say that since nobody else was raising their hand for a question.
Good. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And it will be great to work with you. And so we'll be talking in just a few days, Karen. So thanks again.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
All right. Okay. So I think, you know, it's great to hear from people who are so positive, and I really love that. And I also, if you knew me from workshops, you know that I'm always looking for what I call the yeah buts, or even the that doesn't feel quite right, that doesn't work for me. So if there is anybody who's listening on the line who feels like, well, they had something they want to say, maybe a hesitation or a reservation or even some feedback, and they felt like, well, they don't want to be a party pooper because everybody here seems to be on the bandwagon, actually, every time you do share something like that, it supports all of us. It creates a wholeness as opposed to, you know, a facade. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite quotes ever is an old Chinese saying that I heard from the poet Robert Bly, who said, the bigger the front, the bigger the back. And what that means to me is that when there's a presentation or a need for things to be or look a certain way, that's the front, and it automatically creates a shadow. And that shadow really gets in the way of everybody's healing and growth and fulfillment. So I'm always looking for that. As a matter of fact, when we go around the circle in workshops and people use simple descriptions to describe how they're feeling, if we get a bunch of peaceful, grateful, excited, I always pause and remind people, it's okay if you're angry, if you're irritated, if you're feeling like you want to run away, you're not with the program. All of those things are welcome too. So I don't push people, obviously, ever to share in that way, but I just wanted to take a few minutes to kind of extend that one last time to see if there's anybody on the line who wants to hit 5-star to share anything, even if they thought like it wasn't kosher, so to speak, for a call like this. Okay, so I see someone who's just chimed up and taken my invitation. I see two people. So first I'm going to go to the person who is in the 808 area code. Can you hear me?
Hi, Raphael. This is Cindy. Can you hear me?
Hi, Cindy. Yes, great. What's your question or thought or feedback?
Yeah, my question is actually about the emails that have been going out and your talk about the videos. I was a little confused because I thought I was following your emails and it was something about sign up for this first email and then you'll get one each day. And I don't know if that's connected to this course or like it was a preliminary. We're going to kind of tune you up for the course. And I received the first one, and I never received any others. And I wondered about that.
Right. So that is a technological glitch, which I very much apologize for. To answer the first part of the question about, you know, what that was, you know, 4 videos of about 10 minutes each, which was absolutely, you know, free content to give you a sense of this work, what it's about, how we do it. And in a way, it was also a kind of a funnel to find people who might be really good candidates to do the online program. So it's available. It's yours to participate in or to watch, I should say, as you choose, as you like. And then if you want to take part in the program that we've been talking about today, that's a separate piece, and that's what begins next Monday. But what I want to ask you to do when you hang up and when you first get a chance to go to your computer is just send me an email and say, I never got, you know, the other videos, and I'll make sure that you have them. And actually, for anybody who's listening right now, the simplest way to get them, and maybe this will even save you an email, Cindy, is if you go to hiddenpowerofemotions.com/video1, that's the first video, and then the second, third, and fourth videos just have a 2, 3, and 4 at the end instead of a 1. So once you know that naming convention, you can access the videos directly without even needing anything from me. Okay?
And that was Hidden Power or Powers?
Hidden Power, singular, of Emotions, plural, .com/video 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Okay.
And if you have any trouble with that, Cindy, just let me know. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question. Okay, we have another question coming up, and this is from somebody in the 559 area code. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Hi, Raphael. Can you hear me?
I can. Who am I talking to?
My name is Kathy, and I have a question. This is kind of a weird question, actually.
I love weird questions.
Well, it seems weird to me. I just now somehow, I can't remember how, ended up with your name to check on things, and I really was impressed with the first 4 videos. However, I know myself, and I'm very reactive when it comes to computers. It's like I look at stuff, I study stuff, I think about stuff, but I don't really do stuff on, in fact, I've never sent but like 1 email in my entire life. So I know this is not something I'm going to want to do because it's going to make me anxious because of technological stuff mainly and my own thing. But I wanted to know if you have anything, any book. I'm 67 and I'm a librarian, so books and teacher, you know, books is like how I do things. If you have any books that cover this material or if this is something you have to do online.
So that's a really lovely question. Thank you, Kathy. And you don't have to do it online. You can do it at workshops that I hold. You can do it in one-on-one sessions with me. And I do have a number of books. And the book that is mostly the, we could say, textbook, so to speak, for this program is called The One Thing Holding You Back, Unleashing the Power of Emotional Connection.
One Thing Holding You Back. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, because
good.
I know
thank
you have a lot of books, and I was sort of like, well, I wonder which one he, you know, discusses this in, because I thought it was like the best thing I've heard in a long time. So
good. Well,
you
thank you very much, and I honor the fact that you're more oriented toward books than online, and sometimes that is.
Yeah, I just know, I could just tell I was breaking out in the sweat, so.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. All right, looks like we have time for one more question, and we do have one more question. So this is a person in the 714 area code. Can you hear me?
Yes, my name is Barbara. And
hey, Barbara.
I apologize for having you repeat yourself, but I work nights and I have kind of odd hours. So therefore, from what I'm understanding, we have a new video every Monday. And I couldn't quite understand when we have our group time. I don't used to say something about Wednesday evening.
Yeah, it's okay to ask for clarification because it can get pretty confusing. So you have a small group of between 10 and 15 people with whom you are communicating back and forth online through your writing to each other privately in your group. And that happens on your own schedule throughout the week.
Oh, good.
Day, it can be in the nighttime. On Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, West Coast U.S. time, is when we have a call for everybody in the program who can make it. And during that call, at the end, you also get a chance to just be with your own small group members for a little bit just to connect for the fun and the enjoyment of that. And if your schedule makes it that you cannot take part in that call, the next morning we post an audio recording of the call, so then you can listen to it again on your own schedule whenever the time is right for you.
I believe Wednesday 6 p.m. would be okay for me, and I don't know how long that call how long the call would be, more or less, about an hour, hour and a half? Or
It's a 90-minute call, yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. I think that's going to fit into my schedule, and because I work as a night nurse. But I did a workshop with you at Unity of Tustin, and I hadn't seen you in a while, so I'm really excited, and I know I would love the, you know, connecting with a group, and I'm really excited, and I'm so happy to hear your voice, and I thank you, that answered a lot of my questions. I apologize, I just woke up from a nap, so I'm a little foggy over here, but
that
sounds perfect.
I know how that goes.
I appreciate it, and I remember your workshop, and I just loved you, and I just very excited about the program and connecting with others.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Unity of Tustin is one of my favorite places. I have very fond memories of the time that I spent there. So thanks for calling in. If you join
thank
us, it
you.
Will be great to have you with us for the program. I want to say that we've come to the end of our 45 minutes, and we've certainly filled it with lots of content. But you may have more questions, or you may be the kind of person who is more comfortable communicating with me directly by email. So you may do that. You can give me any questions, concerns, feedback at my initials, rc@kushner.com. That's CUSHNIR.com. And you can also reply to any email that you have from me. All those replies will go directly to me. The sooner that you join the program, if it's right for you, the easier it will be for us to get you situated quickly. But you are also able to join the program up until noon on Monday of next week. And just a reminder for those of you who aren't tracking this, if you're new to this work, it costs $187 for the six-week program. If you've done a workshop with me or been a client of mine, it's $94. And if you have been a client of mine or attended a workshop and you have someone else you want to participate in the program, they can also get your special discount. All they have to do is write to me and say, I'm a friend of yours, and I'll take it from there. So thanks so much, everybody, for a lively call, and I look forward to joining those of you who are going to be able to make it in our course when it begins in just a few short days. Thanks. Be well. Many blessings to you all. And as I sign off with my emails, I'll say it out loud, in spirit and connection. Bye-bye for now.